Okay, it is the Cup of Tea Show with me, Gareth Roberts. I've got Dan Fields with me today. You may well have seen Dan round and about on Twitter, also the author of a couple of books, the most recent one, Locale, which has been doing really well and getting a lot of good feedback, including appearing on the long list for the Sports Book Awards from the Telegraph for 2020. Dan's been pushing it away on Twitter as well recently, and I spotted it and I thought, we'll get him in. We'll get him in to talk about it. I meant to get him in ages ago to talk about it, but you went off gallivanting, didn't you, Dan? Which is a boss, old school scouse word there, I think. You went all around the place travelling, so I thought, well, if he's in Peru or something, he probably doesn't want to come and talk on the Anfield app, but you're back on Merseyside now, lads, and they're pushing the book again. Tell us a bit about the book, mate. I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I'm not just saying it because I'm on a call with you or that I contributed to it in a very small way. But I've read it and I've done a thing which is really bad for authors, and now I'm passed it on to my mate and he's reading it. And he loves it as well. And it sort of, for me, it absolutely nails the sort of, you know, why we are what we are in Liverpool, really, what we're all about, the history of it. You know, even down to the thing which I can never quite decide whether I like it or not, but, you know, yous have all got a chip on your shoulder. You know, yeah. There's a bit of discovery around that and why that might be as well, isn't there? So, yeah, just talk about your process around the whole book, please, mate.
I think it's important that it's all laid down, you know, the goods and the bad sides of the, well, the Scouse identity, Scouse attitude, because, you know, with globalisation being the force that it is, you know, what we kind of do as groups is cling on to our identity. And what we have at Liverpool is, I hate using the term, but it's an age-old conflict now, isn't it, between, you know, new fans who are coming in, and you get the traditional fans who kind of feel like the identity isn't being appreciated. And one of the first things I wrote at the start of the book, and I think it's important people know that because it looks kind of parochial, but it's not. I say that to be Scouse is an identity more than it is a locality. And by that, I mean, you get some of the most devout and understanding Liverpool fans and the most diehard and Everton fans come from all over the world, come from Norway, Belgium, you know, Northern Ireland, Ireland. And you also get Scousers who just through, you know, birthright, born and raised in the city, who don't quite understand the pulse, or you get the feeling that they're unappreciated. So what I've said at the start of the book as kind of a disclaimer is that, you know, Scouse is, like I say, is more of a mentality. It's a way of voting, dressing, a sense of belief and attitudes. And it's, you know, antithesis, wool. And I hate using the word wool, but, you know, you have to label it. It is also an identity as much as anything.